obviously really disappointing. We've not won for quite a while now, that's no secret, and we need to turn our form around, and we need to turn it around quick.
Is confidence a big factor now?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when you're on a winning run and you're fearless and you're winning games and you get that luck, you get that rub of the green, and, you know, we're not really getting that and we don't really deserve it. You know, we're not really doing well enough out there, and we've got to pull together and we've got to turn it around.
You're 6 league defeats now at home. What is the problem here at Brisbane Road in particular?
No, there's not a problem at Brisbane Road. You know, the fans have been fantastic. You know, they're always supportive and positive, and they're always behind all the players out there. Whatever goes on behind the scenes with managers and their disputes, but with the players, they've always been first class. So, you know, there's no issue here with why we shouldn't be winning games. We just got to get our heads down and start performing and start getting 3 points and stop losing games.
3 games now for Roberto and 3 defeats. The veteran Italian doesn't speak much English. How difficult is that for the players in terms of communication?
You know, we've got a translator in who is very good at his job, and might take a little bit more time getting things across in terms of the translation, but we understand completely what he wants us to do, and we understand completely what we need to do. So in that term, it's not really too difficult. He's bringing a slightly different style of play. He wants us to play football, he wants us to get the ball down and give us that identity. So we've got to keep working hard. 2 league games in, and really we've got to start picking up the performances.
How worried are you when you look at the league table, mate, right just above the relegation zone now?
Not too worried. You look at Bristol Rovers last year, they were down the bottom most of the season and ended up getting automatically promoted. AFC Wimbledon, they were down the bottom, they also got promoted. You know, not going to really look at the league table too much. We didn't do it last season. We were at the top last season, didn't end up getting promoted this time. So we've got to keep working hard. We've got to get our heads down and we've got to start picking up our form. That doesn't mean, it's not a problem we're down the bottom of the table. We need to get up the table as quick as we can and then stay up there. But it's not a massive concern right now, but we do need to start winning games and picking up as many points.
And a goal for you, and I understand that you dedicated that to your cousin Frankie, just 9 years of age, and that put everything in perspective.
Yeah, it does. He's just been diagnosed with cancer, so my family's going through a really hard time at the moment, and like you said, it puts everything into perspective, and he's really being put through the works at the moment. He, you know, 9 years old, been put in a wheelchair, and he's been diagnosed with cancer, so it's obviously hard times for him and family, and everyone's just got to support him, and I just wanted to do the tiniest bit today by sharing my support, and it's just something I wanted to do, it's something I'll keep doing, and whilst I'm on the pitch, every goal I score, you know, will be for him, and to stay positive and show that we're all behind him.
Wish him well.
Thanks.
Ollie, you know, some of the performances at home haven't been too great, but today there wasn't really much in it, it just seemed two individual errors, and that was it really.
Yeah, and I think most of the goals have been individual errors, but look, I've not really been on the pitch for the last 3 or 4 games, so I don't really want to comment too much because it looks a little bit backstabby, you know, I've not really been involved, so I can only really comment on, you know, what I've been involved in, and obviously, yeah, today still wasn't good enough. We've lost the game and 2 sloppy goals again.
Today was a lot of hard work for no reward.
Yeah, it was hard work and no reward, but something we've got to turn around. We've got to work even harder. You can't just say we're working hard and not getting what we want. You know, every team in this league is going to work hard and graft. We've just got to work that little bit harder than them.
Luton are up there, aren't they?
Luton are up there.
Sort of match them pretty much.
Yeah, they're a good squad. You know, they'll be looking to get promoted, but they're no bigger than us. They're no better than us. We've just got to be better on the day, and we've got to start being a little bit more aggressive and working hard together and doing the basics better.
Do you think getting that goal 6 obviously haven't scored been quite away on the team? Do you think that'll give the team a whole confidence as well as you?
Yeah, obviously it's been a few games since we scored, so it's obviously going to boost the team. Winning would have been even better, so it's a little bit disappointing. The boys are pretty down in there, but like I said, we just all got to regroup and put it together away at Hartlepool.
Yeah, that's sort of frustrating, has it been? You sort of alluded to it. You've been out of the team a little while, and I guess
yeah,
it's pleased to be back in there.
It's been very frustrating. Obviously, you know, one thing not starting, and another thing not even getting off the bench, and you know, spending a month really off the pitch, and it was really disappointing. I had 5 minutes against Barnet. I got my first start in the cup. I think I had another couple of minutes somewhere else. So yeah, it's been really frustrating to me. So I'm not going to lie. As a football player, you want to play, and the manager's put a lot of faith into me. You see me stepping up to the free kick today, which you've probably not seen me do before, but I've been working on it in training. You know, I've been doing well in training, and he, you know, he's putting his backing into me, which, you know, I'm glad to have repaid him with a goal today.
And how's he been in training? So he's had the whole week in the training game, which I guess helps.
Yeah, no, obviously he's been working hard. We've been trying to get our own identity on things, and we've been trying to play football and give the fans something to cheer about, but the most important thing is the 3 points, and we've got to start doing that.
Yeah, and so going ahead to next weekend, it's early in the season, so it's not a massive game in terms of,
yeah,
it's not relegation or anything like that, but you just want that 3 points just really kick on afterwards.
Yeah, no, exactly. We do need to get that 3 points, and hopefully we'll go up to Hartlepool and we'll do that.
And they've not been great at home themselves this year, so
they're not. No, well, hopefully we can
do well early and
keep, put the pressure on them this time and make them crumble and go up there and take the 3 points.
Robin should be back next week. Is that going to be
another? Yeah, he's our captain, isn't he? So he's a very important part of the team, and he's very good around the dressing room and on the training pitch. And he's a very good professional. I know he's come out and said he's been disappointed with his performances, but we all see what he does day in, day out, and we know what he's capable of. So, not that they haven't, but just the fans, they could just stay back in us and stay back in the players. You know, we really appreciate it. We're going to turn it around for you.